Hear, O Israel, my commandments, from Deuteronomy and Mark. The commandments are given here as a reminder to this generation and to us, the reader. We may remember this story comes after God informs Moses he will not be able to enter the Promised Land. Moses not allowed entry to the Promised Land, but he gets to look at it from the hilltop. He needs to remind the children how they arrived in this place. He tells them the story of how God rescued them from the Egyptians, and the Egyptians destroyed in the water after the Israelites crossed on dry ground. The book of Deuteronomy is a sermon of Moses to the children. None of the children listening to Moses here were alive while in slavery to the Egyptians. They need to hear their family history. Moses tells them again about the commands given to him by God while he was on the mountain. Important words given to this age, and Moses goes on to tell them this is about their neighbor and their God. Here is where we hear Moses tell us what later Jesus will tell the lawyer about the great commandments, as I remind us most every Sunday of love for our neighbor. I use Moses' words from chapter 6 of Deuteronomy. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. Moses tells us the importance of these commandments from verses 6. Keep these words that I am commanding you today in your heart. Recite them to your children, and talk about them when you are at home and when you are away, when you lie down and when you rise. Bind them as a sign on your hand, fix them as an emblem on your forehead, and write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. The law of God that Moses tells us in Deuteronomy is not a restricting set of rules, but a freeing set of guidelines that protects our neighbors and in doing so, protects us as well. God's law, or covenant, is put in place out of love and grace. If we care for our neighbor when they are hurting, we keep God's law. If we protect them from intruders and help them keep what is theirs, we keep God's law. If we allow them a day off each week, we keep God's law. If we think about our neighbor before ourselves in all things, we are keeping God's law. Moreover, when we do not let anything get between God and us, we are keeping the greatest of God's laws. Luther wrote a small catechism for parents today to teach our children all the things commanded by Moses to the people as they prepared to enter the Promised Land. Moses gave hope as he sent them ahead, and they took God's law and God's love. The grace of God is in the law. The good news of the law is that God loves God's creation and keeps God's promises. The blessing for us today is the same grace, love, and commitment God has always had. It is for us, the living children, who will go and love our neighbors every day. This reminder of how much God loves us and calls us to love our neighbor comes from Jesus Christ, the open gate of God's covenant. God made a covenant with Abraham as a blessing to all nations and to us in Jesus Christ to open the gate of God's salvation. Amen. Let us pray. Loving Lord, you gave commandments to your people as a gift. Teach us to be obedient to your word and to care for each other as we will do your will. In Jesus' name, amen.